I thought he was going to steal my cologne.
There's no doubt he knew she was behind that door.
I thought he was going to use all my toothpaste, my lady.
Got all that responsibility, too, you know, to decide whether, you know, this guy should spend the rest of his life in prison or go free. And that's a lot of responsibility on a judge, because one judge may see it in one way and another one may see it another way, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, and I hate to say this because I'm a firm believer in the legal system, even if it's the South African legal system, but if I'm Reeva Steenkamp's brother or father or mother or sister or cousin or uncle, and this dude goes free, I almost said walks free, but you know what I mean, somebody's going to catch a chest full of lead, I would guess.
I'm like 100% confident he's guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm still 99% sure he may get free.
You remember people said that George Zimmerman would, you know, didn't have a chance walking free on the streets, and nobody's busted a cap in him yet.
No.
But I was wondering also,
get his, though.
I was wondering also, would this judge have the right to make at least convict him of manslaughter and give him some time if he's not convicted of first degree murder? Because he was guilty of manslaughter for sure when you shoot somebody like that and you don't even know who's behind the door. I mean, if I didn't
Yes.
Miss.
Well, look, I mean, here's my whole deal, okay? I mean, like I said, Danny, you know, you listen to the show enough. I'm not always right, but I do try to be logical. And the whole, I didn't even think to whisper to the bed that was right next to me, hey, Reeva, I think somebody's trying to steal my cologne. I'm just going to shoot into the door about 14 times. Are you cool? I mean, it didn't even occur to him to go, hey, honey, are you okay? I think there's somebody in my bath. And here's the other thing, dumb. Nobody breaks into your house and goes for the bathroom, stupid. I mean, really, you moron? I mean, who believes that? That's the dumbest excuse ever.
You want to avoid my bathroom.
He absolutely did not even know where she was at. I mean, that's the one thing he
exactly
should have knew before that he shot that gun. Anyway, I enjoyed the show. Thanks.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that whole thing has irritated me to no end. I'm so irritated by this whole thing. The fact that let me tell you what he is. He's a guy that is above the law, that has been treated like a celebrity for so long he forgot that he can't get away with anything, including murder.
He's a hothead, first of all.
He is a nut job. He's been celebrated as a superior athlete and a celebrity around South Africa for years. And again, he's insulting the intelligence of everybody in the world for us to believe that...
No, my lady. I thought they were stealing whatever was in my bathroom.
Regardless of a celebrity,
they were going to take my last roll of toilet paper, my lady.
This may have occurred with his type of personality, regardless of celebrity, no celebrity, or if he could run or couldn't run. This could have happened. The difference is going to be, if it happened and he is who he is, he's going to get let free. He's going to walk on this. Or if he wasn't who he is, or he's going to,
I know what I'm saying. I understand. Okay.
If he wasn't who he is, he'd be locked up.
Yeah, I think
that's the difference.
I think Tink Tink's on his way to the clink clink. That's just me. I can't speak for everybody, but that's my take on it.
Do you think Hernandez is going to get off?
Keith Hernandez on the Magic Loogie? Absolutely. No question in my mind.
There's a white boy that ran track for a mother. He ran track for a mother and he lost both his legs. Now, I hate losers and quitters, but I feel like if you run for a mother living and you lose both of your legs, you should be allowed to sit this out. You have done everything there was for you to do. And this on some gangster decide not only is he gonna walk again, he decide he gonna race again. Now you got to be in tune with your star player to pull this because they made him some aluminum racing legs and look like bent back paper clips.
Old Tink Tink, God bless him. Anyway, let's move on.
What the hell, bro?
He's got great hair.
What the hell's going on here?
What the hell's the matter with
Cat Williams?
Yes, Cat Williams does have great hair.
Caller Lee wanted to point out that Oscar is going to be found guilty because he doesn't have a leg to stand on.
See,
good one, Lee.
Deep shot.
Zone.
Somebody that's missing a part of their anatomy, speaking of, Andre Johnson. An L.A.-based Wu-Tang Clan-affiliated rapper jumped off a second-story balcony Wednesday morning in an apparent suicide attempt. And oddly enough, that is not even the worst part of the story.
Does it involve his Johnson?
Here's the deal, buddy. When you know you're having a terrible day, it's like I once said about John L. Smith after they lost to Louisiana Monroe. You know you're having a bad time when the worst thing that happens to you is not a bankruptcy. When you jump off a building in a suicide attempt, and that's not the worst thing that happened to you that day, you're having a bad day. Because before he jumped, he also cut off his own... His anatomy. He cut off his little guy. So law enforcement officials say they responded to a call and found him lying on the sidewalk, critically injured, you think? The status of his little Andre is...
Did they find it?
No, apparently. I did read an update that they may have found it, but they cannot...
What's his last name?
Andre cannot be put back together again. Yes, Johnson, Matt. I know it's obvious. It's layup. I understand that. Come on, leg to stand on. We're not going for the easy, cheap laughs here. We're trying to play a little highbrow here. Work with me.
Speaking of that, did John Wayne Bobbitt ever recover?
Yes. He actually did a movie.
An adult film.
Yeah. You don't remember that? I never saw it, but I heard about it. Here's something that, especially for a guy like me who's trying to eat very limited calories, struggles with. Because, again, we talk about it every year. We are an obese society. We are an obese planet. We are becoming a fatter planet, not just here in America. We have not cornered the market on it any longer. We're now sharing it with everybody around the world.
People, kind of proud of that.
Yeah, people in Zimbabwe and Sweden and Japan and Australia, they're all trying to be fat too. I want to be more like an American. But, I mean, we're not really doing ourselves any favors. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate Domino's effort to rework their menu, and we have ordered from them many times. They have a really cool online app where you can actually order your pizza. However, they have a new item. It's here's the headline. Domino's unleashes fried chicken crust pizza. The crust is made out of chicken tenders or chicken nuggets.
God.
I mean, what is this world coming to? We're not even giving ourselves a chance to be healthy.
This is the same company that made a pasta bowl that you eat the bowl when you're done.
Now that's a great idea.
Makes Doritos Locos Tacos seem like amateur.
So
hour,
is it dough? The rest of it is dough?
It's just got like the the breaded chicken,
right.
And that's the crust. They make the chicken out of the crust out of breaded chicken, and then all the cheesy goodness inside.
And then a regular dough underneath the pizza. I guess I'll have to order one to find out.
Yeah, let's get back to me on that. Britain's David Connington apparently is a man after Oscar Pistorius' own heart. He turned to a search engine while contemplating how to end his marital troubles.
No.
The Derbyshire Times reports that in the weeks before he murdered his wife and then himself in August of 2013, he typed into Google, "When someone pees you off, is it worth killing them?"
Ugh.
Apparently it wasn't, because he hit his wife 22 times in the head with a hammer before stabbing himself to death. Okay,
What popped up on Google?
If there's one thing, I'm never going to kill somebody by beating them to death with a hammer, and I'm never going to kill myself by stabbing myself. There are about 117. I would go out like the Wu-Tang Clan guy did before I would stab myself to death, okay? What a horrible way to go out. And, I mean, really, when you get to like 16 or 17 blows with the hammer, are you not thinking, geez, what am I doing? Oh, I mean, do you not at least have a moment of clarity and go, 17? 18, that's a lot. She's 19, 20, 21. He ended up on your favorite number, though.
The thing is, though, he was just stabbing himself in the leg, so it was really a weak attempt.
Well, whatever worked, he must have cut an artery then, because he did the deed.
He slowly bled out.
A Colorado company, Matty T, has introduced the first ever marijuana vending machine. A friend of mine owns a vending company.
Wow.
He doesn't have one of these, but I think it's all the rage. Pretty soon, Arkansas will have marijuana legalized. Why not get the jump on the vending machine? The so-called Zazz machine.
So you don't need any ID then?
One, you have to have a medical marijuana. I'm sorry.
I'm going to get into it. If I leave any blanks, you guys go ahead.
Well, I'm just asking the questions. I'm the question guy.
Okay, well, I'm going to finish my story first.
Well, by all means, please.
The machine includes technology that requires users to swipe their driver's license to verify their identity and age. Multiple cameras attached to the machine make sure the person swiping the card is the same depicted on the card. That is some pretty heavy-duty stonerware right there, my friend. Now, Matty T, you and I were talking about this, and you said that there was something else. Don't you have to go through some kind of process and get some kind of card?
Well, yeah, that's the thing about it in Colorado. Buying medically and recreationally are two different things, because the places have to apply for a separate license, so it's more expensive. But if you have this red card, you know, you get the medical discount, and you can buy it out of a vending machine now.
Okay.
It's easy to get a red card. You just got to go to a doctor.
A 12-year-old girl has given birth to her 13-year-old boyfriend's baby, making them very young parents. The headline reads, 12-year-old girl and 13-year-old boy become UK's youngest parents. I swear to God, when I read that, I thought they meant the University of Kentucky's youngest parents, because I thought, hey, a 12 and a 13-year-old at the University of Kentucky, that sounds about right.
It didn't say they were brother and sister, though.
No, they left out the best part of the story. That's when I started to think, this is a little fishy. Turns out it was the United Kingdom, not actually the University of Kentucky. So the girl cannot be named for legal reasons, has a daughter, and she was 11 then, is now in year 7 at school. Her boyfriend, who also cannot be named, is in year 9 at another school. These UK people. The girl's mother is 27, a 27-year-old grandmother, the poor girl. Boy, talk about being failed miserably. That's really sad. This is a story that really peed me off. Folks in Portland, we're going to have to flush 38 million gallons of water from Mount Tabor Reservoir after a 19-year-old man urinated in the city's drinking supply. And I'm thinking, man, if a little pee is all it takes to contaminate 38 million gallons of water, where was this?
You should never be in a swimming pool after I'm in there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking, man, honestly, if you told me that a guy peed or 10 guys peed in 38 million gallons of water, when you consider the dissipation factor, I'd be like, yeah, give me a cup. I'll drink it. I don't care. It's amazing they're going to dump all the water, though.
Let's try it.
What a waste.
Let's see how thirsty you are, Justin.
I'm pretty thirsty right now. You know what sounds really good is a cold beer.
But mine's a little warm. It's frothy, though.
Last month's issue of Beer Magazine has a bevy of good data on 2013 beer sales, including case sales for the top 10 domestics, imported, and crafts. And here's what it looks like. Here's an amazing story. Is that like one in every, I think, 5 or so beers drank was a Bud Light last year.
Really?
Well done. I've said that I would not drink another Bud Light until Pitbull quit being their pitch man, and I've not seen a Pitbull Bud Light commercial in a while, so I'm willing to go back there. Bud Light sold, this is cases of beer sold, 294 million plus cases of beer in 2013. Next best, Coors Light at less than half of 118 million. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Leading craft beers, well, let me go crap beers first. Natural Light, because it goes Bud Light, Coors Light, Budweiser, Miller Light, then Natural Light. Wow. 72 million cases of Nat Light went out. The Natty. So gross.
Every Heineken, college kid in America.
Heineken is your leading import. No, I'm sorry. Corona Extra, your leading import, 41 million. I'm a Heineken guy more, so 22 million. Modelo Especial, 21 million. I'm surprised that it was that high, honestly. Tecate, 8 million. Dos Equis Lager, 7.9 million. Corona Light, 7.6 million. Mexican beer is huge. Huge around the world, my friend. Turns out.
And last, that's worldwide.
I think so. Beer industry, it doesn't say. 294 million cases. I don't think that would be American. Only could be, I don't know.
Next thing you know, they'll be selling the stuff in vending machines.
I know.
They do that
right next to the weed machine.
What's this country coming to?
You can get beer in a vending machine in Japan. This I know.
Oh, sweet Sapporo.
You can also get little girls.
You could do that.
Oh, I love Sapporo. And last but not least, speaking of treats that you could eventually buy in a vending machine, a new ice cream. A new ice cream in Britain. These Brits are nuts. A new ice cream in Britain called Arousal contains Viagra.
It's a what?
It's ice cream. That contains Viagra.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
But what if you eat too much?
I don't know.
Well, you know.
I know if you have one that lasts more than 4 hours, you're supposed to call a doctor.
Or a friend to brag.
Or a team of girls.
The question is, do you tell, like, obviously you go home at night, you sit down with your lady and you have enjoy some ice cream. Do you give her that ice cream too?
I think, I don't know.
What's the effects on a woman?
I don't know. I've never been a woman, nor have I ever had Viagra, so I have no idea.
You give her Spanish fly ice cream.
The flavored was created by South Wales ice cream company Lick Me, I'm Delicious. That's the name of the company. To be eaten at a party thrown by a celebrity.
Doesn't it have like a champagne flavor to it as well?
Don't know that.
Champagne cocktail.
Yeah, that's a little different cocktail, all right. I guess you got to wait till it's not completely frozen, though, before you can eat it. So as it softens, you know.
Oh, I get you. Right. I get see it. You going with that.
So I'm going to move on now so we don't get in trouble.
That's just exclusive for celebrities?
No, there was they made it in honor of
a friend wants to know.
They didn't even name the celebrity.
A friend of mine wants to know. That's why I'm asking.
You know what? There's a lot of great food at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Unfortunately, this Arousal ice cream is not one of them. Although if they ever
It does have a similar effect on me, though.
If they have a... Jim's Razorback Pizza is pretty exciting. There's no question, man. Matt says, give me a side of arousal ice cream with my main course, a Jim's Razorback Pizza chicken bacon ranch sandwich.
Oh, that's perverse.
It's delicious. You can eat that sandwich? No, but please tell me that's all you're going to do to it. All right. How do you do? Oh, yes. It is Thursday. Another great day to go to Jim's for lunch or dinner. And again, if you're looking for a late lunch like I am, my goodness. How about $7.50 for a mini pizza, a salad bar trip, and a cold beverage? Non-alcoholic, of course. Jim's Razorback Pizza, Highway 10, Morgan Maumel, or Central Avenue at the Temperance Hill Square in Hot Springs. They do have adult beverages, but that's not part of the $7.50 special. Oh, the wings would be so good right now. That's one of the few things I can actually eat there right now. And the salad bar is outstanding, outstanding. Looking forward to getting back over there very, very soon at Jim's Razorback Pizza. Those three locations are set to help you get what you need. Fill your belly. Put a smile on your face. And in Matt's case, walk out very, very excited. It is Jim's Razorback Pizza. It is 12:50. We'll be back to wrap the show.